Hello.
Hello, is John Bertko there?
Yes, this is he.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. So I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah, nobody's here.
Thank you. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
73.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Yeah,
are you? Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, or if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, just let me know. The first one is public schools.
70.
The National Education Association, or NEA.
60.
Donald Trump.
00 minus 40.
Thank you. woke culture or wokeism?
I have no idea what that really is. Okay. I mean, I heard the term, so.
Okay.
Something low below, say 20.
Okay. Thank you. Charter schools?
50.
Joe Biden?
90.
Public school teachers?
Probably 75.
Thank you. Moms of Liberty?
I'm sorry?
Moms of Liberty?
Is that a organization?
I'm not sure, to tell you the truth. But if you have never heard of it, again.
No, I think I've heard of it. I think that would be a 20.
Okay, thank you. The U.S. Department of Education?
60.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Would you rate them excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
No. Go ahead.
Okay, that's fine. I got entangled because of the questions. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale of from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to become more organized and have structure?
8.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
9.
how important is it for public schools to prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
Seven.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
Five.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
Five.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to our responsibility in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
Seven.
Thank you. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you read, heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A little.
As you may heard, or as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
And would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills require, I'm sorry, let me try again. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with an alternate points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
Yes, I think that's right.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
I strongly disagree.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, so bear with me.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose to it. The first one is increasing discipline in schools.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat supported?
Yes, somewhat support.
Thank you. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Yeah, strongly agree.
Strongly supported.
Yeah, support, sorry.
Don't worry. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools.
To veto what?
Veto curriculum decisions in their schools.
Somewhat disagree.
Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum.
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
And so strongly disapprove or whatever the verb adjective is. Oppose.
Thank you. Now, some cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributors and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Yeah, somewhat support.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means that it's somewhat a convincing argument, and 10 means that it is not a convincing argument at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
Yeah, that's a 9. That's pretty much support.
Thank you. And the next one is, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery, or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years and even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians.
Okay, that's a 5.
And the last one for this section is, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world and skill. A skill that colleges and employers value.
That's an 8.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Yeah, agree.
Would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable.
Yeah, somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College grad.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled?
Retired. Retired.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Yeah, strong.
Strong. You mentioned strong.
Pardon me.
You mentioned strong or not strong?
Strong.
Strong. Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No. They're older.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool
No.
in the last 10 years? Okay. Thank you. Thinking about your approach, and we're about to be finished, just the last few questions. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions that I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist
No.
Christian?
No.
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
My wife is a retired teacher.
Hmm. Okay, so, well, let me
she,
add it.
She's no longer a teacher, but she was a teacher.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And that was the last question. Thank you very much for your patience and your time. Have a wonderful night.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Good. Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.